Today's class will be given by His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu. Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for joining and giving us your very valuable association. You can take over now. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 20th chapter, 380 text onwards. Vav yaso vividate api sarva bhakti rasa rasaya dharmi kishora evata evatra Nitya Leela Vilasavan. The Supreme Personality of the Godhead is eternally enjoying Himself, and He is the shelter of all kinds of devotional service. Although His ages are various, His age is known as Kishora, pre-youth, is best of all. Purport, this verse found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.163. Putana Vadati Yata Leela Krishna Shane 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 Labha Leela Nitya Prakatakare Anukrame. Translation of Purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Kija. Translation. When Lord Krishna appears from moment to moment, He exhibits His different pastimes, beginning with the killing of Putana. All these pastimes are eternally being demonstrated one after another. Text number 380. अनंत ब्रह्मांडे उत्तर नहीं के गणना कौन लीला कौन ब्रह्मांडे हरे प्रकाशात्म. Translation: the consecutive pastime of Krishna being manifested in one of the innumerable universes, moment after moment. There is no possibility of counting the universe, but in any case, some pastime of the Lord is being manifested at every moment in one universe or the other. ये माते सब लीला ene ganga dare se se lila prakata kare vrajendra kumara. Thus the Lord pastime are like flowing Ganges water. In this way all pastime are manifested by the son of Nanda Maharaj. 384. Krame balya pauganda kaishorata prapti rasa adi lila kare kaishore nitya sthiti. Lord Krishna exhibits His pastimes of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth. When He reaches pre-youth, He continues to exist eternally to perform His rasa dance and other pastimes. The comparison made here is very interesting. Krishna does not grow like an ordinary human being. Even though He exhibits His pastime of childhood, boyhood, and pre-youth, when He reaches the age of pre-youth, Kaishorya, He does not grow any older. He simply remains in his Kaishora age. He is therefore described in the Brahma Samhita as Navayavana. Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam Advaim Purna Purusham Navayavanaucha Vedeshu Durlabam Madurlabam Atma Bhakto Govindam Adi Purusham Tam Aham Bhajami. This Nava Yavana or pre-youth is the eternal transcendental form of Krishna. Krishna never grows older than Nava Yavana. Nitya Leela Krishnere Sarva Shastra Kahem Bujahite Na Pare Leela Kemo Nitya Kahem. Description of Krishna's eternal pastime are in all the revealed scripture, but one cannot understand how they are continuing eternally. दृष्टांत दिया कही तबे लोक यदि जने कृष्ण लीला नित्य ज्योतिष चक्र प्रमाणे. Let me give an example by which people may understand Lord Krishna's eternal pastime. An example can be found in the zodiac. The sun ज्योतिष चक्र सूर्य यने पिरे रात्रि दिने सप्त द्वीपम बुद्धि Lagi pire krame krame. The sun moves across the zodiac day and night and crosses the ocean between the seven islands one after other. Ratri dine hai shastri danda parimanam According to Vedic astronomical calculation, the rotation of the sun consists of 60 dandas and is divided into 3600 pala. Surudayaite shasti pala kramodayam teyeka danda asta dande praharayam. The sun rises in steps consist of 60 pala. 60 pala is equal to 1 danda and 8 dandas comprise 1 prahara. Eka duhi tina chari prahari astahayam chari prahara ratri gele puna suryodayam. The day and night are divided into 8 prahars. 4 belong to the day and 4 belong to the night. After 8 praharas, the sun rises again. Aicha krishnere lila mandala chauda manuvatare brahmanda mandala vyapi krame krame pire. Just as there is orbit of sun, there is orbit of Krishna pastime, which are manifested one after other during the last lifetime of 14 manus. This orbit expands through the all universe and gradually it returns. Thus Krishna moves it with his pastime through the all universe one after other. Sayoya sata was vatsara krishneri prakata prakasha taha yache vraja pure karile vilasa. Krishna remains within the universe for 125 years and he enjoys his pastime both in Vrindavan and Dwarka. Alata chakre prayase lila chakra pire saba lila saba brahmande krame udaye kare. The cycle of his pastime like a wheel of fire. Thus Krishna exhibit his pastime one after other in every universe. So we'll stop here. Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurve nama shri chaitanya manobhishtam tapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa tadamayam dadati swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cham. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Beksha Krapa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, instructs Sanatana Goswami how Krishna appears. Most of the time, before he a personal appearance, he sends his devotees, appear as his mother, father, intimate associated. Then he appears. Most of the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before coming also same thing. He has sent his devotees as mother, father, friends, and you know, more Advaita Chandra, Advaita Acharya, Shivas Thakur, Shivanand Sen. Most of the people have come before Lord Chaitanya appears. Here also it is explained by, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how Krishna, and he's taking, you know, appearance and growing from baby to child and gradually to youth. And it is explained that he never grows more than Navayavam Navcha. That is, he's Poganda stage. After Poganda stage, he will attain the youth, that is only 16 years of age. He is there in the Goloka Vrindavan also, that age is there. But here, the pastime of the Lord is compared with the flowing of Ganges water. In this way, all the pastime are manifested by the son of Nanda Maharaj. So he had got, we know that, in Balya, when he was infant also, he killed Putana, he killed so many demons in such a small age, one by one. So when we know his potency doesn't decrease, whether he's a child, whether he's a youth, whether he's a Pauganda stage, everything. But only thing is his submissive nature to his devotees only because he's giving a special mercy to Yashoda, Radharani, and so many Gopas, Gopis and the devotees also. We should know that. It is his special features. So, we cannot underestimate Lord's potency at any of his age. He can be, because demons, they are not very strong one way. Just one slap of Krishna or his devotees also, they may be, you know, killed very easily. But Krishna wants to come, we know that. Not only that, he wants to present, he wants to give pleasure to his devotees in all his pastimes. When the child cries in this material world, nobody, you know, it is not a big news. But when Krishna cries, it's a big news in Vrindavan. So they come, they pacify, try to chant. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also crying, they used to specify by just chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is the way it is, you know, specified. Because they want to spread congregation chanting throughout the world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movements, we know that he started before his birth also because of the eclipse, everything. We know that story. So here, it is explained that Lord has his pastime not only in this universe, it is known as all over the universe. And it is continuously going on. Killing of Putana, Vratasura, Pavasura, Nagasura, everyone wherever he killed, it tells us that the pastime in this universe and it is continued. Here in this mortal world, he had pastime of 125 years, we know that. It's first 11 years, 10 years, 9 months he is in Vrindavan, then he was in Mathura, then he was in Dwarka. So his pastime is never ending. In every moment, they say that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, every second there is some pastimes. It is very difficult to record, difficult to understand because our little brain cannot absorb all these pastimes. It is achantya, veda, veda, tatva. So here, the consecutive pastime of Krishna is manifested in innumerable universe. We know that there are examples given. If you keep a mustard seed in a bag, so many universes are there. And ours is the smallest mustard seed, our universe. So we should know that this is only 4 billion square miles, our universe. But other universes are much bigger, 100 billions, you know, trillions also. Like that Brahma also has got so many heads according to the, you know, how many billions of square miles are there. According to that, the head will also increase. So we should know that it is beyond our capacity to apprehend what is the pastime of the Lord. Lord has got so much to give us through his pastime, form, everything. So it is very difficult to understand. Whatever we understand, we absorb it and exhibit whatever way. And, you know, to give this knowledge to others. So scriptures also exhibits most of the revealed scriptures, exhibits most of his character, most of his, you know, pastime according to their capacity. But it is not complete. Because here the example is given by the sun, how sun's timing is given here, astronomical calculation. So rotation of sun is 60 danda divided into 3600 palas and sunrises steps consist of 60 palas and 60 palas equivalent to 1 danda. The 8 dandas comprise 1 pa. So Krishna also in daytime, he is divided into like that, paras, and every father is going to ask that. In the morning, when he wakes up, with Mother Yashoda, pastimes are there. Then he moves with the gopas and for the herding cows. There is another parara. Then he have lunch and killing of demons in between, and that is another parara. So continuously parara. In between he joins the Radharani in the afternoon. That is another parara. So again he comes back and takes again bath and other things. So all this pastime and night again was dance and meeting of other gopis, everything is there. So this continuously going on throughout the day and night. So there is no stopping, there is no time time is considered in the spiritual world. So Krishna's pastime never ends. That's why whenever we say Krishna never left Vrindavan means his pastimes are going on. One of the two things where we can do that. The cycle of this pastime is like a wheel of fire. Thus Krishna exhibits his pastime one after other in every universe. The our universe killing of Uttana is over, then we will go to other universe. Same pastime is going on and different pastime also will go on. Because it is innumerable avatars of Krishna or himself avatar comes. And there innumerable, it is beyond our capacity to absorb all this pastime. So they say that expectation and reality, there is a gap between two. So we expect in our life something and that is not real. But here Krishna's pastimes all are real because Krishna doesn't have to expect anything. He put everything into action immediately. There are three types of people in this world. One does deliberate, then he will do action. Deliberation is always there. Krishna also plans, not that he doesn't deliberate, he also plans so many things in so many ways, but it is, most of the time it's 100 times, 100 years or thousands years before he, actually appears in this world. So second type of people who do does, that is first type of people who do deliberate and action is goodness, mode of goodness. Second people are mode of passion. They do action first, then they deliberate whatever they have done. That is not good. And third, ignorant people, neither they do action nor they deliberate. So, deliberance is, before action is very, very necessary because our action may not, perfect. That's why whenever we chant, whenever we read, we should know what purpose we are reading, how much we have to absorb, how much we have to use this knowledge put back in preaching and other things. Once we know that completely, then this pastime is the Lord is completely absorbed by it, completely understand why he does that, what he does. So once we know why he does, then it is, as Prabhupada said, it is simple living and high thinking. High thinking of what? Thinking of Krishna only. In every moment, we can think of Krishna. Every action of ours can think of that. So when we have deliberance on this, our action most of the time, why we go to temple and what we do. So we plan to go to temple. We go to invite, acharyas, our senior Vaishnavas, everything. We know that to get their mercy, to get them knowledge. So this knowledge, they said, now here sun is, an example about sun. But what sun does? He does most of the time external light. He gives light to all the sunshine. But what the acharyas give, they give such a knowledge, the scriptures, which will, enlighten us and enliven us throughout our lifetime. So we should understand this pastime of everything when we get it. When we get to know by reading and hearing that, it will enlighten us and enliven us throughout our lifetime. Because of that, our spiritual activity all goes on and on and on. So they say that in scriptures, one of the pure devotee can, his capacity or his understanding is so pure that all the demigods combined together also cannot beat one devotee. So we know that pastime of Lord Shiva and Sanatana Goswami also. When Sanatana Goswami wants to move from that Govardhan village, Shiva forbid him promising that mosquito will not trouble him. So it shows the devotees are, you know, as good as, why, one of the time Prabhupada was telling, when you when you respect your spiritual master, you should respect as good as his Lord. It doesn't mean that he is Lord, but as good as, because the qualities of devotees, pure devotees, has got most of the qualities of the Lord himself, and Lord bestows, empowers them so that they can have Krishna is so kind, so merciful, he empowers most of them as good as him. So nobody can, you know, when Aniruddha or someone, Samba or anyone was defeated, it's not because of they can be defeated easily. This is only because he allows them to be defeated. It is not that they can defeat him. So in 125 years of his pastime, we know that there is so many rasas are there. All the 12 rasas is showing, exhibiting with gopis and other people also. Everyone, most of the things, our devotion, our bhakti is as good as is known as Vipralamba, because we serve our spiritual master, we serve Krishna, we serve most of the acharyas in their Vipralamba mood, because we are remembering them, we are remembering most of the things they have done in our, you know, parampara, and we remember him and we are missing them. So we miss Krishna also, we miss most of them. But in that mode, when we do that, then it is very, very good for us to remember them, advance in the spiritual, what they have done, what they have given us so much knowledge, and how they assimilated all the knowledge and giving them the nectar of Krishna consciousness. It's very, very difficult to understand Krishna, because though he says Janma Karma Cha Divyam, appearance and his activities, he says, one who knows need not come back to. But it's not easy to understand his appearance, and because he appears most of the place, most of the universe at his will. And he appears and he has got so much pastimes. Even one Putana's pastime, when we say, because it's mentioned here. So it takes days to days to understand why he wants to deliver Putana. What reason? Because just because she wants to be, become mother, and second time she wanted to give poison to Vamandev when she saw it. So he fulfills, most of the time he fulfills wishes according to their capacity, according to their, he doesn't neglect each and every people wishes he tries to fulfill. That is the greatness of Krishna. So they say that when we are in Vaidhi Marga, which is weak, most of the time we are depending on rules and regulations. Whereas Raganuga Bhakti, where it's strong, complete, and it is independent also. So today we are in the age of, you know, modern age, where messages sent across the world, you know, 10,000 miles away within a fraction of a second. But Lord has given so many people other things also, especially dolphins can communicate 300 miles underwater. So today, people do not want to know Gopal, but they want to know Shishupal. They want to become Shishupal. That's the tragedy of this world. Unless we are dependent on completely Krishna, unless we are transcendent above goodness, mode of goodness, we can understand everything. So today's advertisement is, most of them are contradiction in the present world. They say, first they say you have to eat less healthy food, you have to eat. Again, they will glamorize the food of restaurant, everything that attracts. And mind also sometimes acts contradictorily. This is sometimes stupid. Once mind says, eat, today is festival, eat as much as you want. Then when we are indigestion problem, other problem, same mind says, you fool, you understand, twice you have had this problem, why you want to eat so much? So we have to be intelligent. We have to be, you know, use our intelligent discriminative power we have given to when to eat, when to talk, when not to talk, when to silent, when to absorb completely in Krishna consciousness, when we have to do service completely absorbing. We should understand. We should not be a, you know, make other people, senses and mind, to be master of us. We should be master of ourselves. So this shows how difficult one way to follow Krishna consciousness. One way it is very easy also, because just to follow, Prabhupada always used to say, I have given you enough literature to read it and go back to Godhead. We need not have any problem reading the scriptures. Though they say this, no, there are so many literature to read and there is so much obstacles and we have got short life. It is not easy. But we are wasting also so much time sleeping and other things. The nocturnal kirtan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started only because he doesn't want to waste time in gossiping and other things. Once we understand how this Krishna's Leela, 125 years, from the beginning of one day also, you see, the Leela starts. In material world, the child doesn't do anything except crying in few days and everything, and he sleeps most of the time. So Krishna is not like this. Krishna is not ordinary. He is extraordinary. So his pastime also is extraordinary. Once we understand this extraordinary of the pastime, it is relished every moment. So when we come to Putana also, he wants to fulfill her and he gave a nurse in the spiritual world. She can assist. So whoever assisted in Krishna's Leela, they are not one way ordinary people, because they already exhibited most of the devotion service they have done in the previous life. That only people get elevated to spiritual world. So studying scriptures only to develop bhakti and devotion service. It is not that we have to read this time like, a storybook. When we read as a story also, we have to see that, because this bhakti model gives us uplift, become eternally connected, reviving our original spiritual problems. So whenever we get from the ear information, head comprehension, and heart transformation, we have to transform, because this one who wants to write a book commentary, most of the Jiva Goswami, if you see, most of the Acharyas, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, everyone who wrote, they are Vidvat Raja, because they know the analysis, they know Sarat, they know knowledge of essence, and they are rasic, they were enjoying. Same, they want give that juice mellow to us also in the scriptures, because they have concentrated all essence from all the scriptures, like Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada says, every sentence, every word can enlighten us, and it makes us back to Godhead. So we should understand that when we read the scriptures, they have spent lot of time writing this. We should be indebted to them most of the times when we read it. And in that grateful mood, then it is easy for us to follow the scriptures. We know that we have got Rama and everything, we know that. But what type of essence we get from there, we should understand. Ramayana is nothing but sacrifice. Ram sacrifice, Bharat sacrifice, Lakshman sacrifice, Sita sacrifice. Everything amounts to sacrifice. We also have to sacrifice our life. One life, Prabhupada says, give to me. I can deliver you in this lifetime only. We can go back to Godhead. That's what Krishna promised, whatever Srila Prabhupada promised to. So we should know that the sacrifice of ours, going to and fasting, going to all the festival, celebrating Acharyas, most of this sacrifice, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, going to yatras, associating with and preaching, book distribution, collecting finance, everything, all this sacrifice do not go waste. It elevates us to the spiritual world. So the sacrifice in Ramayana is to understand why he sacrificed. Even Jesus Christ also sacrificed to show that sacrifice is the highest kind of austerity one we have to do. But when we see Mahabharata Krishna book, it is more of accepting Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, honoring Him. And we are, whatever His senses, whatever He wants to enjoy, everyone is cooperating with Him for His, most of the, whatever rasa He wants, gopis, gopas, vatsalyas, you know, dasyaras, satyaras, madhuryas, all these rasa shantaras, like cows and trees, everyone is cooperating to give maximum, you know, enjoyment to the Krishna. So once we know that, that is the Krishna and Krishna's Leela, most of the Leela, it is mentioned here. But when it comes to Chaitanya Prabhu, it is little different, it's much more than that. It is a mood of renunciation, mood of rejoicing, mood of reunion with the Krishna. So we should know that what is renunciation, what is renunciation. We are too much attached to this material world, that we have to renounce day by day. We have to less attached day by day. Then what will happen? Then it is, we are ready to accept whatever the connection we have got. We have to connect with the Lord at any cost. Anything we see, we have to connect it. Then why we are telling is rejoicing. Because every moment, Prabhupada said, our moments is nothing but chanting, dancing and feasting and Brahma. So when we do that, we rejoice every moment of it, every bit of it, whatever we are doing. Then we are reunion. Reunion with whom? We are Jivarasarupa Krishna Ritas. We are reunion with the real Father. So we should not put our current culture into life, because life doesn't come with the blueprint. Doesn't have a blueprint. We have to, according to time, place and circumstances, react. We have told before also, sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. Sambandha and prayojana cannot be changed. When abhideya can be changed according to time, place and circumstances. So it is said that it's better to have moderate success rather than dazzling success in one field. So when we do, you know, maybe we very good in deity dressing, everything, but we cannot stop there only. We have to, you know, do other service also. Maybe cleaning of the temple, maybe, you know, helping others, maybe helping, you know, distribute books, where maybe going in cart, pulling the cart, everything. We should be success, moderate success in every field. Then only our commitment. Commitment with attached to Krishna elevate our Krishna consciousness. So when we are too much attached to family, that also sometimes detrimental. But we are emotionally attached to family, that is all right. That's not a, you know, because we have to focus on our endeavor. We have to focus why we are endeavoring so much, what is the gain. But as a duty, we have to do so many things. That is all right. But otherwise, we have got no way too much attachment, but affection is all right. So we should not depend emotionally on these relatives and other things, but we have to depend only on Krishna, because He is reciprocates. The reciprocation of this world, it depends on, you know, how much they get benefit of it. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna reciprocates irrespective of our nature, irrespective of behavior. So that is a beneficial to all. He doesn't discriminate whom to benefit. He wants to benefit all. Whenever He kills demons also, it is like, you know, killing to benefit them, because they have gone beyond their, you know, whatever they are supposed to do. So He has to punish them. World is arena for experimental and rectification. We do in our life also so many experiments. If I chant like this, I can chant better. If I sit there, I can chant better. But everything has to lead to rectification. Because whenever we have rectified because of our experiment, then there is a real gain. Otherwise, this rectification has got no meaning without, you know, whenever we take bad, you know, action, then we rectify it. known that this is bad. We are not in Krishna consciousness. Many times, so many people are working in so many fields. And what they understood by working, somebody was asking, what is the nature of working in so many, oil field and petrol pump, everything. In petrol pump, most of the time, all the four regulatory principles are broken one way. But once consciousness is good, if the consciousness is better, wherever he is working, he is fully conscious of Krishna, then this unavoidable thing can be avoidable one way. Krishna gives us intelligence to see that wherever we work in Krishna consciousness. So, Krishna gives traditional bhakti mark by philosophy. So much philosophy, because of his pastime, so much philosophy is available for us. But it is all, please, giving us to elevate us from our so-called condition. So much coordination and intricacy of action of God. If you see all action in killing, pranavata, all, anyone, and chastising Banasura, chastising Kaliya, then eliminating so many people, Jarasandha, and all these people, we see why he does, because it benefits most of the people. He wants to bring back, he wants to see that we are comfortable. When he leaves Vrindavan, one of the reasons, he doesn't want the asuras, to disturb the real nature of gopis and gopas. He doesn't want any disturbance. So he moved to Mathura one day. One day he wants to increase their love for him, because with Pralamba, we know that. So everything comes in Krishna's Leela for our benefit only. It is not his benefit. He can do so many things at the same time. He can do so many things. But he wants to give us very nice pleasure and enjoyment. So, because the mercy of Acharyas and Prabhupada, we are in this ISKCON moments. For one way, we enjoy good prasad, we enjoy association, we relish, dressing and associating with and dancing. Everything we relish, we don't do. And it is not there, nobody forces. Our own wish we came, our own wish we are here. And that's why the Prabhupada used to say, those who leave, it is not in acclamation mood he says, it's not a great thing. One who leaves Krishna, one who stays, is the wonderful thing. So it is better for us to stay back in ISKCON. Whatever little suffering we do, it is not a big suffering. Then we can relish more and more. Another time, Devananda Swami was telling, when he Bhaktivedanta Hospital is open, he says, this is one of the very good examples. Few doctors come together and start the benefit devotees and other people and new Krishna consciousness, because their mission statement is mind, body and soul. They treat all the three things. So, one way our nature should be like that. Whenever we want to treat the mind, body and soul. So soul, we know, Jiva Rupo, we have to be serve Krishna through chanting. And whatever mind to control, we have to chant the mantra. And bodily discomfort, we have to go to some material doctors so that this body belongs to Krishna. We have to keep in healthy way. So we have to eat healthy food and take medicine, but spiritual the medicine is Hare Krishna Ma Mantra only. So when we know that Vidya, when we start, we can have our own way of homeschooling, otherwise, Gurukul, so many ways we can cultivate our children into that mode. One, then only our real goal in the life of attaining Krishna is possible, because the education may not give us much knowledge about Krishna, because scientists never want to give credit to Krishna, though they know there is some hand beyond their capacity, but still they don't want to recognize it. So, Prabhupada is to say that one day whole world will be, thankful to the ISKCON, the way they elevated the consciousness of most of the people, that's known as higher consciousness. So once we know what is higher consciousness, then people will understand it's better to keep in higher consciousness rather than this mode of ignorance. So when we know, these pastimes makes us purify, because Puranas are reject person. Those who are rejecting Krishna, they make them connect and make them fearless. God, we know that is omnipotent and omniscient, and is all loving. Still fearful, then not convinced. But people like Prahlad Maharaj is fully convinced. We should follow people like Prahlad Maharaj, who is fully convinced that the only savior, only the friend, true friend is Lord Krishna only. So spiritual master, as in Narada also, was telling him the same thing. So he fully got faith in spiritual master and words of spiritual master. So he was completely dependent. Whatever Hiranyakashipu did, he tolerated it, and he is tolerated to such extent because he is completely dependent on Krishna. That's how the Krishna comes and saves him. So the convincing factor has to be there with us. This Krishna conscious will be, completely faithful, and we have to depend on Krishna only. This develop deep conviction so that all the obstacles comes in our life is for purifying only. So obstacles, when it comes, we should not, morose. We should not be depressed. So once we are not depressed, then when the depression statement comes, one of the guy in Maharashtra, he developed 40,000 cows in his farm. All the cows he brought from those who were taking last 10, 12 years, taking to slaughterhouse, he used to buy it from them and is to develop. Now the cows are in very good health and condition, and not only that, some people he started treating crazy people. People call them mad also. They're not really mad actually, but he started treating them, and he was all these people, 40 to 60 people, he was making them to serve the cows. Within 2 to 3 years, he found out these crazy and mad people become all right, because that is the potency of the Lord through cows. Cows have got so much potency. So we know that go Brahmana itai jagatita ichi Krishna govinda namo. So when we know Brahmana, power of Brahmanical and power of cows, so we have to depend on the scriptures, whatever Krishna gives us, the potency through so many people. Cow and Brahmanas means, of course, now Vaishnava. So once we know these people are more powerful, we should have association. We should take their grace by serving them, serving the cow, serving Vaishnavas. When that grace comes, Krishna cannot say no to them because he loves. He knows that Indra, when he did offense in that Leela, he bought the cows. We know that. So he took the shelter of the cows because Krishna never say anything to cows, because he loves cows. Most of the cows, comes to him. He calls him by name also. So he's so much lovable. So it's this pastime, most of the pastimes, we can enjoy to understand deeply why and how he does and what is the purpose. Because it is a continuous pastime. It is not 1 minute pastime. It is continuously going on from time to time. Many times, Krishna is understood very, not very nicely, is misunderstood also. To understand a person, we have to stand below him. Then only we can understand. If we think we know everything and judge him, that's a big problem in this society. So when we want to understand Krishna, the humility part comes first. We should be very humble. When we are humble and listen all the past time, then we can understand. Because people want to be Shishupal, not Gopal. That's the problem. They don't believe in Gopal. That's here. So here, sometimes, they call this pastime immoral Krishna because he's got illicit activity, they think. But they do not understand. They are already married to Krishna and there is, rightful husband of them, and he can do anything with them, and they wanted to sacrifice everything for his benefit, his pleasure. That's more important. to understand all these past times, most of the past times he has done. To understand that, we have to come to that level, Brahmamurta or Sannatma, na sochati na tanasati, one way. Then Brahmamurta or Sannatma, when we come to that stage, we have to anchor to come to that stage. When we come to that stage, we can understand Brahmana Samadarshan, Pandita Samadarshan, that also known. Once we come to that level, then we can understand all these pastimes much, much better than what we understand now. So we should aspire every time, you know, to come our consciousness, elevate consciousness to adopt. Because Krishna doesn't adopt Ethiopian morality. He doesn't want morality. When Kaurava and Pandavas are fighting, the condition was, you know, code of conduct by both of them. One who breaks first, the other person also breaks. That's why whenever Krishna try, you know, ask Arjuna to kill Karna, it is that they were, you know, broke the conduct. Though Dronacharya was there, he also broke. So he has to be, you know, killed in that way. So they have to be taught a lesson. When most of the asuras killed directly by Krishna, he doesn't, you know, Ramchandra did once when he's killing Vali. There's a purpose. For everything there is a purpose. Understanding the scriptures, knowing very well through a guide or a spiritual master, it is very conducive for our spiritual day. Otherwise, we misunderstand something and we have got doubts, so many doubts. Doubts have been cleared by asking our seniors or spiritual master. So these are the qualities we should develop to elevate ourselves in the spiritual, you know, going back to Godhead. Otherwise, we are still having so much conflict of the mind and intelligence and our behavior, our character, and, you know, anchoring for so many other opulences, which is not going to help us because money is not everything. So once we understand the pastime in so many ways, the pastime is explained by every acharya in so many ways because their deep understanding why Krishna does this, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does this, why, you know. So when they ask why, they get most of the essence, and that essence they want to give to us, so it is easily absorbable. When the old age, some people cannot, you know, munch. So it is soft food is given to them so that digest is easy. So for us also, the essence is given. Otherwise, it is very difficult to understand 5,25,000, you know, at least 5,25,000 slokas are there. To understand it, assimilate it, absorb it, it's very difficult. So these acharyas made it very simple. Prabhupada made it very simple. So they made it very simple so that we can digest easily, because they're translating it very nicely so that we can assimilate and absorb this knowledge. And once we assimilate and absorb this knowledge, we can give to others also same thing without interrupting, without adding any spices of our own, because we are not in that position to add something or delete something. We have to give as it is. Then Krishna will be pleased with us. Radharani is pleased with us to help us to serve Krishna. He is the only one to be served. It's not that, you know, we can serve many people. They say that if you are serving two bosses, it is not possible at a time. You have to serve one boss only. That boss is Krishna only. We know that. Once we know there is nothing beyond Krishna consciousness, we should not anchor for anything in this life. Because anchoring something which is not profitable in our future gain, what do you use? All things have to be removed from our mind and whatever. That's why sometimes they say Shudras, women are less intelligent. It is not that. One of the time Prabhupada said, you know, all are, when you come to Krishna consciousness, the brain grows. Brain grows in one way because we get more, we will be more intelligent. We have discrimination action is more possible for us. Once we know that discrimination action of ours is more profitable for us to elevate us in Krishna consciousness, that is the real intelligence. And that intelligence we got it from Krishna consciousness only. That's what is important. That's what Krishna Prabhupada says. Brain grows in that way. So once this Nama Ruchi is root of everything, when we have got so much strong Nama Ruchi, then we do, when it grows, root goes to into a, and then the stem is like a Vaishnava Seva, and Jiva Doya is roots. So real compassion. So Lord gives us everything. Ideal Brahmachari, ideal Grahastha, and ideal Sannyasi. That is Kardamba Muni, one of the examples. So our spiritual master, also most of the time, they are lifelong Brahmachari. They serve throughout their life, their spiritual master. Now they are serving the disciple, giving so many associations, so many instructions. So this instruction has to be followed very nicely by us, whatever instruction possible. And whatever they gave, whatever we promised them in our during initiation days, we have to follow. Though we have not, you know, taken a vote that we will read Prabhupada's books, but it is part of the initiation only. We have to read at least 45 minutes to 1 hour. We should read daily Prabhupada's books. Then only this escaping from material, you know, relationship is possible. Because otherwise we are always in anxiety. The anxiety should be how we serve Krishna and his devotees. That anxiety is very good. So it will help us in many ways to get back to our original status. That is Krishnere Nitya Das. So once we know, everything is possible. I will stop here. Any correction, any question, let us know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Please ask some humble obeisances. Prabhuji, first of all, thank you for the very beautiful class, and it was all very nice verses about Krishna's pastimes continuously happening. I like many points that you made, especially about the cows. It was so beautiful, Prabhu. Thank you so much. And also talking about how, you know, these cows are so important, and when we know Krishna, I mean, to know Krishna best, we should know about his followers. That point was also very nice, and about reading Prabhupada's books. It was a wonderful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for
your attention. You are always appreciating me. I am not worth for it. Thank you.
But thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Anyone else on the call would like to ask any questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Prabhupada used always to say, that is go rasa, milk nourishes brain tissue. He used to say, hot milk always nourishes brain tissue. And one more thing nourishes brain tissue is Krishna consciousness.
Yes, sir. Any other devotees on the call would like to ask Prabhuji something? There are like some more devotees. Okay. So anyway, thank you all so much for joining, and thank you so much, Prabhuji, for making time on this holiday day. Thanks for coming and giving us your association. So we'll end the call. Vancha Kalpataru Vishnu Kripa Sindhu Bhaiyacha.
Thank you very much. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Nicely you have explained. Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.